Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Welcome back. That's from 1966 on Cadet Records, the first of seven albums recorded by a conglomerate known as the Soulful Strings under the direction and production of Esmond Edwards. That was the title track from their first album in 1966, and it was Jagger and Richards' Paint It Black, and we're staying on the Cadet Records label, and we're moving forward a few months to 1967 February, and we're heading to the West Coast to Marty's on the Hill in Los Angeles, and an album recorded by Bobby Bryant and his sextet, Bobby Bryant on the trumpet, Hadley Kallerman and Herman Riley both on tenor saxophones, Joe Sample on piano, John Duke is on bass, and Carl Lott is playing the drums. This is Don't Say Goodbye, and this is Spinning Jazz. It's Pete Evans, it's Sheffield Live.
Thank you.
from Bill Barron's third album on the Savoy record label, Hotline. That's one of his own compositions, Bill's Boogie, featuring Barron on the tenor saxophone with his brother Kenny on the piano. We also had Booker Irving on tenor saxophone, Larry Ridley on the bass, and Andrew Cyril was playing the drums. This is Spinning Jazz. Remember to catch the full playlist at spinningjazz.wordpress.com. And good morning to Jazz Allen and Nathan Dodsworth and families. Hope you're all well this morning and enjoying the music.
Thank you.
San Francisco in 1960 and playing that one for the Soul Brotherhood, Stu and Dave, Stu in Widnes, Dave in Liverpool, and I know Stu particularly is a big fan of Wes Montgomery. Hope you enjoyed that solo of Wes's on that one. That was Harold Land from his album West Coast Blues on Jazzland Records, one of his own tunes, Ursula. We heard the full lineup was Joe Gordon on trumpets, Harold Land on tenor saxophone, Wes Montgomery on guitar, Barry Harris was playing piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Lewis Hayes playing the drums. An absolutely top-notch lineup there, as indeed it is on the next one. We're heading to Blue Note Records, 1966, the album Charisma. This is Lee Morgan and one of his tunes called The Murphy Man, and this one features Jackie McLean again on alto saxophone, Hank Mobley on tenor, Cedar Walton on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Billy Higgins is playing the drums. There's no substitute, it's Spinning Jazz. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Phillips Records, the album Doldinger in Sud America, and that was a tune called Negra Sin Sandalia. Klaus Doldinger Quartet plus guest Attila Zoller on the guitar, Klaus Doldinger on tenor and soprano saxophone, joined by his regular band of Ingfried Hoffmann on organ and piano, Peter Trunk on bass, and CC on drums and percussion. And as is the norm here on Spinning Jazz, we're going to change things once again.
Bossa Nova's taking over. Bravo, there's nothing other. chance. Thought it over, thought it over, and I see just how wrong I have been. Thought it over, thought it over, and I see that without you I just can't be taking home. Taking home, think it over again. Yeah, think it over again. Think it over again. You hurt me and desert me after I've given my heart. Still you wait, you hesitate. We'll be right back.
music from Jimmy Smith, Javier Vernet, Edie Gourmet, and Shirley Scott. Going to leave you with something from the Light Men Plus One, and finally Reality. This has been Spinning Jazz. This is Pete Evans wishing you well. I will see you next Sunday at 9.